Though the cold dark matter paradigm still stands as the leading dark matter model, it has several tangible and very real faults, where predictions do not line up with observation. Among several options, the most relevant is that observations of dwarf galaxy radial velocity curves have found core-like structures in the implied density profiles. These are not found in cold dark matter simulations without the addition of further physics. Instead, we turn to fuzzy dark matter, where we assume a constituent particle within the mass range of 10 to the minus 22 to 10 to the minus 20 electron volts. This gives us a coherent cosmic dark matter, which can be well modeled by the Schrödinger-Poisson equations in the non-interacting case, or the Gross-Potensky-Poisson equations when we account for self-interactions. Numerical simulations show that the ground state solution to these equations is a spherical core-like structure, which we will term a soliton. These solitons form at the center of fuzzy dark matter halos and match well with observed dwarf galaxy velocity curves and their corresponding density profiles. An interesting finding is that these solitons oscillate when perturbed, and these oscillations remain relevant at timescales larger than the age of the universe. Analyses and empirical fits have been performed to evaluate these oscillations and their properties, but so far, self-interactions have been largely ignored in literature. In this work, we fit data for soliton radius and central density obtained from simulations to equations which make analytic sense, and thus derive from the non-interacting case a relationship between oscillation frequency, boson mass, soliton mass, and interaction strength in the interacting case. Therefore, we create a way to input a soliton mass, a boson mass, and an interaction strength to calculate the soliton radius, the peak density, and the oscillation frequency. Attempts have been made to constrain the potential boson mass for fuzzy dark matter by assuming that these oscillations may have perturbed certain dwarf galaxy systems to a level which would be observable, for example by ejecting star clusters. However, the addition of self-interactions opens up the allowed parameter space for boson mass and loosens these constraints by significantly widening the possible range of oscillation frequencies.